And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Class 4A District 4 baseball race is nearing a conclusion with just a couple of games left to decide a winner and possibly the host of a regional. Elk City remained unbeaten in district by pummeling Clinton for the second straight day, this time 16-0. Senior Caden Holder hit a ball out of the ballpark for a home run, also showed off his speed with an inside-the-park homer. Big Elks improved to 22-2 overall, 10-0 in district play with a plus-100 run differential, which may come in handy next week. Bedford knocked off Kingfisher 10-0 to try to keep pace with the Elks. Eagles 9-0 in district with a plus-78 run differential. Those two play again today in Weatherford. No matter the result today, the district title will come down to the two-game series next week between Elk City and Weatherford. Game 1 will be at Eagle Field on Monday. Game 2 back here inside Ackley Park on Tuesday. Another baseball action around the area. Shattuck upended Arapahoe-Butler 9-5. Navajo cold cocked Burn Flat Deal City 13-1. Okarchee shut out Canute 10-0. Cheyenne Raiden edged Merritt 6-2. Snyder hammered Cordell 12-1. Corn Bible Academy flogged Mountain View Godibo 18-6. Woodward smoked Fargo Gage Fort Supply 19-7. Sentinel doubled up Hammond 6-3. Hobart whipped Sayre 10-2. Hollis whitewashed Mangum 9-0. In slow pitch softball action yesterday, Keeba Sickles blanked Arapahoe-Butler 11-0. Arnett smacked Sealing 14-5. Mangum beat Burns-Flatdale City twice, 8-1 and 13-3. Canute was twice as good as Fort Cobb-Broxton, 12-6. Shattuck shut out Cheyenne, 14-0. Corn Bible Academy clipped Duke 3-2. Hammond bombed Leedy 12-2. Hobart won twice, 13-1 over Sentinel, 24-0 against Tipton. Sentinel turned around to beat up on Tipton 16-0. Merritt fell twice, 9-2 to Bingeroni, 11-6 against Mountain View Godibo. Moreland got the better of Visai 10-4. Sayre split 2, topping Calumet 10-4. They lost to Watonga 10-2. Riverside Golf Course in Clinton hosted a girls' golf tournament this morning. It was a tight race in the large school division. The host Clinton Lady Reds held off their I-40 rivals Weatherford and Elk City for the team title with a score of 363. Weatherford was two back for second at 365. Elk City plays third, another two shots off the pace at 367. Individually in the large schools, the medalist was Elkett senior Brett Barnett, who fired a sub-80 round of 78. Addison Litke of Clinton was next with an 83. Weatherford's McKinley Elwick was third at 85. The only other player in the large school field to break 90 was Clinton's Riley Cummings with an 89. The other Lady Red scores were 95 from Grace Meacham, a pair of 96s for Kat Meacham and Cambry Davis. Weatherford's other team scores include Rachel Carruth's 90 and then 95s from Bailey Lawless and Reagan Rosencrantz. Addison Elwick shot 98. The other four Elk City scores were 91 from Campbell Rainey. Jaden Manning fired 94. Kaylin Burton and Cameron Edney both shot 104. Elliot Rainey played as an Elkett individual, shot 113. Clinton had two individuals as Addison Newcomb's 96. Jocelyn King shot 102. In the small school division, a sub-300 team score was the winner. Two-time defending 2A state champion Turner shot a blazing 297. Moreland was second with a 360. Turner's B team placed third with 381. Individually, Turner's Josie Cabot was under par at 69. Her teammate was second, J.C. Harmon, with a 71. Another teammate, Braylee Foster, finished third with a 78. A fourth, Turner Lady Falcom, Hope Hill, tied for fourth with Moreland's Evelyn Sturgeon. They both shot 79. Merritt placed fourth in the small school division as a team with a score of 390. Freshman Bentley Whitson led the Olerettes with an 87. Peyton Broadbent shot 97. Madison Robinson came in with 100. Miley Flowers shot 106. There were several individuals in the small school division as well. Cordell had Birdie Brown's 82 and Caitlin Babick with a 95. Duke's Sky Clausen shot 111. Burns-Flatdale City had three. Gabby Clayton had a 113. Aubrey Moore shot 115. Seven Hartshrompt fired 120. The Oklahoma City Thunder are back playing postseason hoops after just a two-year hiatus to rebuild the roster tonight down in New Orleans in a win-or-go-home game against the Pelicans. New Orleans won three of the four regular season matchups, but the Pels' margin of victory in those three was 3 points, 3 points, and 4 points. Winner of tonight's game will travel to Minnesota on Friday night to face the Wolves, who lost last night in overtime to the Lakers. You can hear Thunder Pellies tonight, 98.1 FM and 1240 AM. Pre-game will get started at 7. The tip will come at 8:30. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on The Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Cowk.